Penguin Random House Audio presents Suburra by Carlo Bonini and Giancarlo De Catallo. Translated from the Italian by Anthony Sugar. Read for you by Eduardo Ballerini. Prologue. Rome, July 1993. In the muggy darkness of a summer night, three men were waiting aboard a Fiat Ducato belonging to the Carabinieri, parked on the riverfront road by the Tiber. They were wearing Carabinieri uniforms, but they were criminals. On the wrong side of Rome, they were known by their monikers, Botola, Lothar, and Mandrake. Botola got out of the van and looked out over the river. He pulled a Gentilini breakfast cookie out of his pocket, crumbled it up, and dropped it on the parapet. He took a few steps back and stood there, watching a seagull as it pecked away at the cookie crumbs. I love seagulls. He got back into the van. The guy they called Lothar lit yet another cigarette and heaved a sigh.
I'm fucking bored. What are we waiting for? I'm with you, said Mandrake firmly.
Botola shook his head, inflexible.
Samurai said 2 o'clock exactly. Not a minute before, not a minute after. It's not time yet.
The other two started complaining.
What are we talking about here? Just 10 minutes early? What difference could that make? And after all, going by the evidence, they were the ones out on the street, not Samurai.